Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to the Matt Brady Show. There is a narrative going around right now in college football that the college football playoff is broken, that it's time to make some serious changes, and I think it's time to hit the brakes just a little bit. Yes, there have been some flaws this season in our first season in college football with the college football playoffs. Some of the way the seeding worked and some of the way buys work, and I think that there's a couple things that cause these issues. But I don't know that it's time to we need to make some serious changes like everyone's saying. I think if you look at the way the format was designed, essentially 12 teams go, five teams have to be conference champions in order to go, and they are seeded 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then the fifth champion is seeded at least 12 or anywhere higher if they happen to be a little bit higher. Now, when you actually sit and you start to look at the rankings in this season, going into this season, you know, everyone's saying, okay, well, maybe we should just rank it so it's just the top teams. That way you don't get things like Boise State at number 3, Oregon have to play Ohio State first. But if you actually go down and you look at this and the way it ultimately ended up working out, some wild things did happen, right? You had Clemson essentially go from 16 to 12. Of course, they did beat SMU, so that would have helped them in the rankings anyway, but that allowed them to automatically take that 12 spot because they are a conference champion. Boise State jumped from 9 to 3 because they were the third highest ranked champion. But when you look at the list, right, if you look at the list, you know, it's Oregon at 1, Georgia, Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Tennessee, Indiana, and Boise State. Now, something interesting happened this year, right, where you have Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, and Indiana, four teams were in the top 8, essentially, that were all in the Big Ten. Then you had three teams that were in the SEC. Well, where's the ACC? Where is the Big 12? And that is actually, I think, the bigger part of the problem with the playoffs, at least this year, that the college football playoffs were designed under the idea that we would have true Power 5 conferences. Well, we don't have that anymore because the Pac-12 broke apart. And with that, a few things happened. One, it allowed for the next big group of five champion, or possibly almost two. I mean, if you look, Tulane, right? You know, if Tulane had beaten Army, Tulane might have gotten in as that fifth champion. So it allowed, in a situation where we were pretty much guaranteed to have a Mountain West or American champion in the playoffs, at least this year, where we have essentially just the Pac-2. The other thing that happened is that these conferences, one, got rid of divisions, which allowed for the conference championship to be decided between two teams that likely haven't played each other. You know, normally, you know, the SEC, it's like that's when Georgia and Alabama meet, is in the SEC championship. The other thing that happened is that by the Big Ten and the SEC gaining members, right? The SEC gained, you know, one of the Big 12's best teams, Texas. The Big Ten got Oregon. So now those teams are no longer in another division that's more spread out. So the power is more evenly spread out. Now it's all consolidated and these big teams are just banging against each other when it's actually, in a way, almost not beneficial to get into the playoffs anymore because five of the 12 spots are guaranteed to conference champion members, which I think is okay. And if you actually go back and you look at some of the years past when we did have, one, a true Power Five conference, two, divisions inside of these conferences in which teams would not play each other except for really the conference championship, and that would really sort of help define much more of that top 12 teams. And then three, these conferences weren't so stacked with so many teams. I mean, Indiana, you look at the Big Ten teams that made it, right? Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, and Indiana. Well, Ohio State played all of those teams, but Oregon did not play Penn State or Indiana, and Indiana didn't play Penn State at all. So you now have a situation where some of these teams and these conferences that are so big without divisions that would force them into playing each other, what ends up happening is now some of these teams can just get a schedule like in Indiana where they have perhaps a weaker schedule of the conference, and they can be a, oh, well, it's an undefeated Big Ten team, or it's an undefeated SEC team, because they aren't playing each other anymore because there's now more teams and the opportunity for them to play each other. The same thing happened, you know, you look at the ACC, SMU, Miami, Clemson, you know, there were a lot of teams that didn't have similar opponents. That sort of allows that for that to happen. So let's go back. If you go back and you look, I'm going to pull up, I have some graphs here. And I know those of you guys listening on the podcast, you won't be able to see it. So I'll run through it. So if you go back to last year, okay. So last year, keep in mind, there's divisions. There's a true Power Five system in college football because the Pac-12 still existed. Well, if you go back, these are the top 12 teams after the conference champion weekend last year. Michigan, Washington, Texas, Alabama, Florida State, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Missouri, Penn State, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma. So with the current rules in the college football playoff system with the five champions going, under last year's system of the Power Five conferences, the way they were designed last year, well, your top five teams are your top five champions. Michigan in the Big Ten, Washington in the Pac, Texas in the Big 12, Alabama in the SEC, and Florida State in the ACC. So the system would have totally worked last year, and it totally would have made sense. And I think that's where you can look, and I have the year before as well, and I'll go into it here in a minute as well. But I think that's one of the things where, you know, this is one year. It's hard. It's easy to look and say, well, it's flawed. You have to give it a couple years to see, is it going to work? Is, you know, the PAC, we know it's gaining some Mountain West members. Are we really going to build up another conference? And with the Big Ten and the SEC pulling so far ahead, even from the ACC and Big 12, are we going to see some teams actually leave those conferences? And I think they might, because now the way it works is there's two ways to get in. You can either be a conference champion, or which is five spots, or you can be one of the six teams that has a very good resume, and that could include a conference champion as well. So, you know, more conference champions obviously can go, but the top five champions go. Okay. So essentially, right now, if the top five champions go, it's likely to be, under this year's rules, which is what happened, SEC, Big Ten, ACC, Big 12, and then your next best group of, well, really six schools this year, if you want to, depending on how you want to view the pack, which did allow a Boise State to go. So if I were actually one of these middle-of-the-road teams, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but let's just say, for example, I was, I don't know, Michigan, right? If Michigan this year, not that they would ever leave the Big Ten, I'm just using them as an example. But Michigan this year, I think, won eight games. So if you took Michigan out of, say, the Big Ten, and you put them into the American, and they go, you know, maybe undefeated, you could still have your rivalry against Ohio State, which they won this year. But if you're now an undefeated American champion, are you not the fifth best champion? Would it not actually be more beneficial? Because all you got to do is get into the playoffs. That's it. And yes, I know there's money involved and there's all these other things that are involved into it as well. But purely from a standpoint of talking about trying to get into the playoffs and win the championship, everybody has just as much of an opportunity as everybody else. And in fact, actually, there's more money in making it to the playoffs because you have an opportunity to play in these bigger televised games than there is to sit in one of these mega conferences and be a middle of the road team year in and year out. You'd actually almost, I think, be more beneficial to split some of these conferences up. Certainly we need divisions, but if some of these conferences were to actually get split up a little bit, then I think the competition would sort of return to the way that we remember and we think about it. Let me go back another year. The rankings were Georgia, Michigan, TCU, Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee, Clemson, Utah, Kansas State, USC, Penn State, Washington. Now, the playoffs ended up being Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State. And, you know, if you remember correctly, that ended up being a Georgia-TCU national championship in which Georgia absolutely obliterated TCU. 65-7. I mean, it was, you know, it was terrible. That was under the fourth schedule. TCU, however, was not its conference champion. So if you go back and you look, and the same thing happened where Utah actually won it. And so if you look at the rankings of 2 years ago, under this current system, it would be Georgia, Michigan as your Big Ten champion. Then, you know, your next few teams are TCU, Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee. Well, none of those teams were conference champions. So now you'd have Clemson, who would be the ACC champion, would jump from 7 to 3. That's not as wild as what Clemson did this year, which is like 16 jumping into 12 over an Alabama. I mean, because they're the conference champion. Utah was 8th, but they would actually jump to 4 because they were the next highest rated conference champion. Yeah, so Kansas State actually beat TCU, but they would still be in. But the rankings would move around a little bit, and so it would actually end up being Georgia, Michigan, Clemson, Utah. Then it would go TCU, Ohio State, right? So that's really what this system was designed for. It was really designed to move teams from like 8 to 9 to 3 to 4 because they won their conference championship. You know, it really wasn't designed to be moving like teams from like 16 to 12 or, you know, who knows? I mean, with so many of these teams in these bigger conferences right now, I mean, in theory, you could move from like 21 to 12 because of the way like this works if everyone's beating up on some of these lower conferences. So I don't know necessarily that the playoff system is the problem. I think right now part of the problem is the way that these conferences have changed and shifted because there's 18 teams in the Big Ten. Like that's absurd. There's 17 teams in the ACC. So without even divisions, some of these teams aren't playing each other. And so it's changing the rankings so much week by week to get a true representation of just how good teams are. But hey, that's it for us today. Be sure to give the show a like, hit that subscribe button for more content. Hey, give us a review on iTunes. If you want an opinion of your own, share it on the show. Give us a comment or send us an email at themattbradyshow@gmail.com. And we'll see you next time.
Percent of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.